Body Type from Sydney, Australia, with the song Expired Candy from the Expired Candy LP that came out in June of last year on Poison City Records from Melbourne, NARM, Australia. So interesting, Sophie McCormish is the guitar player, vocalist, and she's the co-owner of Blossom Rot Records Australia, so I'm not sure why they released it on Poison City. Both are incredible labels, so great move regardless. Check their catalogs out, seriously, no misses. Okay, before that, we heard the song Schwartz by Club Deja Vu from the Alice Voss Esquipitz LP that came out in June of last year on Nebula Fünf Enterprises International. And Club Deja Vu are from Germany. I'm not sure where. Before that, we heard Pleasure Center with the song Cool to Crash from the Pity in Jangle City LP that came out in July of last year on Duet? Records. And Pleasure Center are from St. Louis, Missouri. And we started that off with the band that I think got most of us through high school. That was, of course, Jawbreaker with the song Do You Still Hate Me from 1994's 24-Hour Revenge Therapy LP on Tupelo Recording Company from San Francisco. And Jawbreaker are, of course, the pride of the Mission in San Francisco. So, once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Sue from All Over, and thank you so much for joining me here in the blanket fort. It's pouring rain and hella windy outside, but we have our shelter. None of that can get to us. We got indie rock records in here, and we're safe and sound. So, let's keep it going. This is one of my all-time favorite comfort records. Just lovely. From the Day 3 of my new life LP, this is Knapsack with the song Thursday Side of the Street.
Thank you. the day. Sometimes it is the only way.
Your month will change my mind. Your month will change my mind. Because I can't bear. Because I can't bear.
Said her friends don't like me. Well, I don't like me too. I get nervous at parties. It's harder to hide in a crowded room. But if you get to know me, I'll get to know you. You like my t-shirt, so I'll compliment your shoes. They're pulling out the tarot cards. I fucking hate this, I'll hide in the basement. It's not that it's basic, but I just can't take it. I'm just a replacement. Tonight I will be your entertainment. Watch me make it about me. I'm always changing the station. She's always telling her stories.
With the song Tarot Cards from the Always Cloudy 12-inch EP that came out in January of last year on No Sleep Records from Huntington Beach, California. And Saturdays at Your Place are from Kalamazoo, Michigan. And then before that, we heard the band Philip Seymour Hoffman from New York, New York. So not the actor, I'm sure he never even heard about them, but yeah, the band, well, it's Noah Klein's solo project. And that was the song Everything in My Covers is Moldy. Or, no, wait, that was a cover of the song Everything in My Cupboards is Moldy by Philip Seymour Hoffman. But the band covering that song is Truman Peyote from Los Angeles. Yeah, and that was on the Semi-Marxist Like Us 12-inch EP that came out in 2010 on FMLY Recording Company. I'm not sure where they're from. This is their only release, so it might be Noah's label? I don't know. Before that, we heard The Legends. That was Granddaddy from Modesto, California, with the song Pull the Curtains from the excerpts from the Diary of Todd Zilla 12-inch EP. They came out in 2005 on Will Records from Seattle. Before that, we had the amazing Paranoel with the song Someday from the White Ceiling Black Dots Wandering Around cassette EP that came out in 2022, easily one of my top tens of 2022, on Longinus Records from Lansing, Michigan, and Hunk of Plastic Records from Kirkcaldy, Scotland. And Paranoel is from Seoul, South Korea, whoever he is. No one knows his real identity, that's part of the fun. And then we started that off with another band that got most of us through high school and college, I think. That was, of course, the amazing Knapsack from Davis, California, with the song Thursday Side of the Street from the Day 3 of My New Life LP that came out in 1997 on Alias Records from Los Angeles. Okay, so once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. You can hear all our episodes at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. You can email Maximum at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. For bands out there, any submissions you'd like to send for review, send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD only and cassette releases to P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609 in the United States. Any donations can be sent to MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate. And you can subscribe and rate Maximum wherever you find your podcasts. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. And I'm really glad that we're all under the blanket right now. This has been the perfect way to say goodbye to winter. And also, so I moved into this apartment in March of last year. Yeah, I've gotten to live on my own for a whole year now. And it's really been everything that I've ever needed in my life, getting to have this space. It makes me feel like, I kind of built the shelter, built the life that I've made for myself. I get to listen to my sad girl music whenever I want, and WrestleMania's in a couple weeks, so we all get to watch Cody finish his story. So we have that to look forward to. We'll make it through the transitional season. We're safe in here. So, we still got 2 more before we... I think I'm going to take a nap after this. The sound of the rain always helps me sleep, so I want to get to enjoy that one last time. First, my MVP LP of 2020 and probably one of the best records to come out of PDX maybe ever. We'll start with Olivia Aubrey from... Well, her record says she's from the rural Oregon Coast Range and Portland, Oregon, so I'm not sure where exactly, but I've seen her here in Portland a bunch of times. Her second and most recent record, Dishonorable Harvest, is an absolute classic. Such incredible songwriting and storytelling. We'll listen to the song Pick the Locks that came out on her label Quick Pickle Records. And, fun fact, it was apparently an overseas collaboration with My Bloody Valentine's touring guitarist, Jen Marco. So cool. And then we'll close out with a song that always helps me sleep and gives me good dreams. Q and Not U's cover of Don't Let It Bring You Down by Neil Young from the Don't Know When I'll Be Back Again, a compilation benefiting American veterans of the Vietnam War comp. They came out in 2002 on Exotic Fever Records from Philly. And of course, Q and Not U are from DC. Also, fun fact, that song was produced by their great friend Ian MacKay. So we'll listen to those, and then we'll get some sleep now that we're all cozy here in the blanket fort. I love you all very much. This is Olivia Aubrey with the song Pick the Locks, and then Q and Not U with their cover of the song Don't Let It Bring You Down.
favorite music.